With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another batch of opinions released this morning by the nation's highest court. In a 6-3 ruling in the so-called Chevron case, the Supreme Court overturning a long-standing decision giving the feds broad authority to regulate businesses across a wide range of areas, including environment, workplace safety, and public health, basically allowing government agencies to make it up as they go along, filling in the details when laws are ambiguous. The High Court says that cannot stand. And in a case out of Oregon, the Supreme Court says that cities can enforce bans on homeless people sleeping outdoors in areas where shelter space is lacking. A 6-3 ruling there that reverses a San Francisco-based appeals court that classified outdoor sleeping bans as cruel and unusual punishment. Also at SRNNews.com, the Democrat Party establishment is panicking about the election following President Biden's shaky debate performance last night. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Atlanta.
Throughout this election campaign, the 81-year-old president has faced consistent questions about whether he's too old for another 4 years on the job. On the debate stage here in Atlanta, Mr. Biden's performance was marked by repeated stumbles and awkward moments of silence. Afterwards, there was a heightened level of concern about his fitness for office. The president's outing was so rough that Democrats are publicly and privately questioning whether he should be the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Prices up 2.6% year over year last month. That according to the Commerce Department report out this morning. On a monthly basis, prices were flat from April to May. This is an inflation barometer that is closely followed by the Federal Reserve. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 259 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 109, and the S&P trading 32 points higher. This is SRN News. A publicly funded religious charter school is dead.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has killed the idea in a 7-1 ruling, stating that to use taxpayer dollars to fund the establishment of a Catholic charter school in the state would be a violation of the Constitution. In its decision, the Oklahoma court says, quote, the framers' intent is clear. The state is prohibited from using public money for the use, benefit, or support of a sect or system of religion. Legal observers saw the school as a legal test case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that held true in 2023. However, religious giving fell 1% to $146 billion. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin will host former President Trump an event today in the Old Dominion.
At an afternoon rally in Chesapeake, one day after his first scheduled debate with President Biden, Mr. Trump is set to play up an apparent shift in his relationship with the governor as well as with voters in Virginia, where two recent polls show the race for president tied. Though independent political analysts and even Republican strategists don't rate Virginia a top-tier swing state, Trump and Youngkin have declared the Commonwealth in play. Youngkin suggested in a recent Fox News interview that his record, as much as President Trump's, has opened the door for Republicans in a state that hasn't picked one for president since George W. Bush in 2004. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A California law from 2022 that bans drilling of new oil wells near places like homes and schools will likely take effect in the coming days. However, now there is talk arising of a possible lawsuit aimed at blocking that statute in California. More details at SRNNews.com.